Yes. Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Somebody request a call back from this number. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing today? My name is Justin Savage.
How may I help you, sir? Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing today? My name is Justin Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was trying to reopen my claim.
Okay. I think I could probably help you with that, sir. What's your social security number?
420-35-6038.
Okay, so I heard you say 420-35-6038. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your date of birth and your driver's license number, sir?
On February the 5th, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And my ID number is 1850-349.
Okay, thank you. Let me see if we could do this. What's your middle initial, sir?
L.
Okay, and your gender?
I'm a male.
Are you a citizen, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty with English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the military more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school, sir?
12th grade.
Okay, and let me see here. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, sir, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a check in your savings or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is that a traditional bank or an online system?
It's a traditional bank.
I would need the routing and the account number, sir. Is that checking or savings?
It's a checking account, but I only have my account number on here.
Well, then we can't do it. We can't do a direct deposit, sir. So we're going to have to offer you a benefit card, and then you can go online and change it if you like.
Okay. Well, could you hold on for a minute? I can get my paper. A little paper.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I got it. Hold on. Let me open it. Yeah,
so do you want direct deposit? Is that what you want to get?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me see if this paper, my own paper. Here. I'll get my own card.
You just want the card, okay. So
yeah.
The LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees, but it does have $1.30 if it's used at a network. It does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls, a $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year, a $4 charge, excuse me, to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 12% charge of the transaction. If it's used internationally, it does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you have any questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524, okay?
Okay.
I need your mailing address, sir.
1808
mm-hmm.
Queen City Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Three, zip code?
35401.
Okay, and your phone number, sir?
205-632-9102.
You said 9102?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your address as being 1808 Queen City Avenue, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, sir.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1017 16th Street, 1623 County Road 11, 2650 Sweeney Hollow Road, 500 East Madison Street, or none of the above?
The first one.
Okay. 16th Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you, sir? Athens, Foster, Montgomery, Selma, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following cities? Okay, here we go. None of the above. Which of the following streets have you never been associated with? 16th Street, Collins Center, Oak Valley Drive, P.O. Box 299, or none of the above?
Collins Street.
You've never been?
No, no, no.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges best match the age of John Savage Sr.? Is he 75 to 79, 53 to 57, 43 to 47, or none of the above?
75 to 79.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months, sir?
No, ma'am.
Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you join the military in active duty in the last 18 months?
No.
What was your last day of work, sir?
December the 9th.
Okay. Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No.
Do you work on commission or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
10 miles, 20 miles.
How much do you want to make an hour?
11 or 12 an hour.
Do you belong to a union, sir?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date when you'll be back at work?
Yes.
So when are you all going back to work?
January the 9th.
So right now it's closed.
Yeah. We closed for lack of work. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your job description, sir?
I am a dishwasher.
Okay. And what is the name of the company you're working for?
Upper Crust Food Service.
I'm sorry?
Upper
Crust Food Service. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and would you have the phone number and where they're located, sir?
Hold on real quick. I have to look it up.
Okay, thank you.
Number 2, Upper Crust Food Service.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on for a minute. I'm on the phone trying to talk to this either. Hold on for a minute, man. I've got to look it up because I don't have. It is 573-874.
3033. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where city is that located in?
It is located in. Hold on, look at.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Is that in Alabama?
The corporate office is not in Alabama.
No.
No.
Where is it located?
Missouri.
But do they have an office? Do they have an office in Miami? Oh, I mean in Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay, so you work out of the Alabama office?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
city what city is that located?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay. Okay. And you said your last day of work was
December 9th.
And your first day of work, sir?
You said my first, the first day that I started working there?
Yes, sir.
August 16th, 2021.
Okay. So, are you currently receiving any vacation, state holiday pay, or pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you are currently not working, right, due to lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I need to read disclosure. Do you elect to have 10% benefits withdrawn for federal taxes, or yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So your PIN number, sir, a temporary PIN is 3890.
Hold on real quick. Yes. Hold on, I'm putting it in my phone.
Okay.
What is it?
3890.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally it takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, or you may go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification. As well, sir, you could either go online at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you may call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done on a weekly basis. Failure to do that would result in loss of benefits. An information booklet will be mailed to you, sir. If you don't receive the booklet, you may call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Savage, we have now completed your unemployment claim, your first weekly certification. Is this Sunday? Do you have any questions?
Do you know how long it takes for me to receive the card?
So the process can take anywhere from 3 or more weeks, so it all depends on, you know, the individual situation. You can go online at www.labor.alabama.gov. This doesn't mean what we just did, sir, is not a confirmation that you will receive anything. This is just the application that we submitted. So you will receive more information in reference to that on either online if you go to www.labor.alabama.gov or on mail. Okay.
Okay, well, I have another question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what about my old claim that I have? What about that
one? You can also call 1-800-361-4524 and find out about that, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a nice day, sir.
Okay.